Many in Maine's energy industry are cheering the election of Janet Mills for governor and a Democratic takeover of the legislature. Renewable energy advocates are perhaps the loudest. After contending with numerous roadblocks, Governor Paul LePage put in the sector's way during his tenure. Fred Bever has more.
In an interview before the election, Mills promised a new direction on energy policy, beginning with her own cabinet.
I would elevate the energy office to a cabinet-level position. That would be one of my goals because I think it's so important, and it crosses all strata of demographics in Maine, the need for lower energy costs, the need for more modern energy sources.
Under outgoing Governor Paul LePage, the development of many such modern energy sources, land-based wind, offshore wind, solar power, have been suppressed or sidelined. Developers now are preparing for a more benign or even encouraging environment.
As an industry at large, over the last 8 years, there's been about $3 billion worth of investment that's been standing by, waiting to come into Maine, very eager to come into Maine for renewable energy.
Paul Williamson is a principal with Apex Clean Energy, a solar and wind power developer that's had a tough time moving projects forward under LePage, stymied most recently by a moratorium he imposed on all wind projects in the state. Now, Williamson says, the company's $200 million Downeast wind project in Washington County will seek permits to break ground as early as next year.
Really excited to work with Janet Mills and her administration in formulating next steps that allow this investment to happen. And I think it's beyond simply our project and our industry.
The executive director of the Maine Renewable Energy Association, Jeremy Payne, agrees. And he says it won't be just Democrats that will be part of the new energy picture. During the LePage era, he says the governor's anti-renewables attitude cast a pall over the entire Republican caucus.
The ideology and the governor's aggressive huffing and puffing about how bad renewables are clearly impacted the ability to have reasonable discourse around energy for the last 8 years.
One lawmaker who saw several attempts to improve the prospects for building out solar power in Maine vetoed by Governor LePage, Bodenham Representative Seth Berry, says he expects that a breakthrough is now likely.
Whether it's a bipartisan bill from 3 years ago or the bipartisan bill from 1 and 2 years ago that we worked on that came so close to overriding the governor's veto, I'm quite sure that we will move forward and take advantage of this great job creation opportunity that solar represents for Maine.
And some observers say things will change, not just because LePage will be off the scene, but because with the election of Mills, voters were sending a clear message. They want action on climate change.
I think what we've seen in Maine for the first time is an actual effect on the outcome of a statewide election of policies on climate change.
Tony Buxton represents a coalition of large energy users, such as paper mills called the Industrial Energy Consumers Group. He notes that during the campaign, an environmental group, the Maine Conservation Voters, launched a television and social media effort that emphasized the threat climate change poses to coastal economies and the lobster industry.
That ad ran a lot, and I think if you look at the vote for Janet Mills, it was highest along the coast and diminished as you go further inland.
Buxton is one of many stakeholders who will be closely watching Mills' early moves on energy issues, particularly around Central Maine Power's proposal to build a billion-dollar transmission line in Maine. The line would cut a 50-mile swath through the forests of western Maine to bring low-polluting hydropower from Canada to customers in Massachusetts. Buxton's group supports the project. So does Governor LePage. But during the campaign, Mills was skeptical. The day after her election, she told Maine Public Radio that at the least, she wants LePage, who's had recent contacts with Hydro-Quebec and CMP's parent company, to leave the negotiations to her.
This is not for him to do. I think it's for the next governor, which I expect to be on January 3rd, to make sure that the people of Maine are heard, to make sure that if there's a deal cut, the people of Maine get the best possible deal. And I expect to be at the table.
Mills can also expect lobbying from all sides on the CMP project and on key appointments, too. That new cabinet-level energy office she says she'll create, for instance, and appointments to the environmental and utility agencies that will regulate Maine's energy industry in the coming Mills era. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.